life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. At Cedarville University, students experience both the joys and challenges of life while focusing on all that college has to offer. Listen along with our host, Allie Kinner, as we take a deep dive into those life experiences with four Cedarville students. Eliana, Andrew, and Aspen continue their 1,000 days as a sophomore, junior, and senior, while Chloe joins them as our new freshman. Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Welcome back to 1,000 Days, Aspen. How you doing?
Thank you, Allie. I am doing very good today. It's Wonderful. Been a lovely Wednesday.
Yeah. So how have these past few weeks been, if you could just sum it up?
They've been honestly like such a mixed bag. Last week was kind of a very low, but this week is ending up being a very high so far. So, you know, mixed bag. A little bit of low, a little bit of high.
No, we love to see it. So I'm just going to hop right into the journal entry. So starting in your first paragraph that you wrote for me, I saw that you had some medical testing and stuff going on. So
yeah,
what was that like?
So the day after we recorded our last episode, I had a 72-hour EEG and EKG. So EEG is like all the electrodes all over your head to measure your brain signals.
Yeah.
And EKG is these sticky patches that they put on your chest to measure your heart.
Okay.
And we were basically doing that. I was lucky enough to get an at-home test where it was video monitored, and I just had to stay in front of the camera for 22 hours a day for the 72 hours. So
oh my gosh.
3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
And instead of going into a hospital, much prefer that.
Yeah.
But I've been dealing with some chronic health issues for a couple of years now, and we're trying to nail down, is it a neurological issue? Is it a heart issue? Because I have both.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out where, like, is one stemming from the other, or are they both their independent thing?
Yeah.
Is the medication that I'm taking for my heart actually working?
Yeah.
All sorts of things. So,
wow. No, that's insane.
It was quite the weekend. It was very, very draining.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you had a really chaotic follow-up week with that. Secret Garden dress rehearsals.
Yep. Secret Garden dress rehearsals started the day after I got out of the EEG. And I'm on hair and makeup crew, like I mentioned last time.
Yeah, you are.
But I'm actually head of hair and makeup crew. So that means besides just, you know, showing up and doing makeup and stuff, I also get to stay after and clean up and organize the crew and go to head meetings and plan things and all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah. No, it's awesome.
And so it was very, very fun, but definitely a lot, especially because for some reason they always have the play performance right during midterms week.
Oh, yeah.
So I had midterms, and I was sick after my EEG and EKG study, and I had the play.
Yeah.
And it was chaos.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine that's a lot to handle in a week, but your team, the four girls, you said in your journal that you have had a great time just having the opportunity to build skills and relationships.
Yeah.
So, like, how is that working, especially where you're head? How are you navigating all of that and, like, just everything?
Yeah, they were amazing. It was really a blessing to have them on my team. So three of them were freshmen and one was a sophomore, but this is her first semester being a theater minor or major.
Yeah.
So she's basically a theater freshman.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a theater major or minor, but I've been involved with theater all the years that I've been here.
Yeah.
So I was not anticipating, I've been head of hair and makeup crew before. I wasn't anticipating getting the chance to do it again because they usually give it to somebody so they can have more experience.
Yeah.
But since they had all never done this before, they were like, we need somebody with experience. Aspen, you go do it. And so they had me do it. But they have all been so kind and so helpful. They have, every time I turn my back on one of them, they are like going and cleaning out and reorganizing a whole drawer of messy supplies that haven't been touched in years.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. They're all so fantastic. I love my crew. And it's the Secret Garden.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, there's a lot of talk about roses in the Secret Garden.
Yes.
So I've been calling them my little rosebuds. And I love my little rosebuds. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
I consider them all to be my friends. And yeah, they're great. I've been seeing them out around campus and we all wave to each other and say hi.
Yeah.
It's great. The fantastic relationships that you build with people, mm-hmm. even in just a week of yeah. working backstage at a production together. Mm-hmm. I love the connections that we get to build as yeah. a theater family and the great conversations we've all had backstage. Mm-hmm. We may or may not have watched Legally Blonde in the makeup room one night.
You know what, period.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We love it.
10 out of 10 experience. Would do again.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, they have been fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, the cast and the rest of the crew are also amazing. Mm-hmm. But oh my gosh, my Rosebuds have been the highlight of my week.
Oh, that's amazing. And this is out of my sheer curiosity. So mm-hmm. you mentioned how The Secret Garden talks a lot about roses.
Yeah.
Is there any way that the makeup sort of resembles The Secret Garden or the hair or something? Like, I know, like, in some movies, and it's like, if there's like a color that's really significant to the story, then they'll incorporate it in like different parts of like wardrobe or makeup. Like, is there anything like that for The Secret Garden?
Well, let's see, when does this come out? Does this come out after The Secret Garden is done?
Probably.
Okay, cool. Then I can talk about everything freely and yeah. I don't have to worry about spoilers. So, yeah, insider information, there's some really cool symbolism in yeah. a lot of the stuff that the characters have. Yeah. Like, for example, there is a dancer that comes on stage, mm-hmm. and both she and this puppet of the Robin represent this man, Mr. Craven's mm-hmm. dead wife, and they also represent hope and light and chasing after life. Mm-hmm. And the dancer has a rose in her hair. And when she dances, she casts that rose down out of her hair at the feet of whoever she's dancing in front of.
Wow.
And she spreads that care. And then also when Colin, the sick little boy, is out in the garden and he makes that decision, I want to chase after life. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let myself be beat down by my life anymore.
Yeah.
He goes and he plants a rose at the center of the stage.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And that secret garden that was his mother's garden, that tree in the background, mm-hmm. all across the back of the screen, transforms throughout the whole production.
Wow.
And the tree itself is dead, but across the tree, Colin's mother, when she was alive, she trained rose bushes to grow up the side of the tree so that mm-hmm. even though the tree was dead, it would
wow.
have new life.
Yeah.
And when the kids are back in the garden, that tree is dead again and the rose bushes all around it are dead, but they nurse new life back into the garden. And throughout the course of the show, that same tree that just sits still in the background doesn't change. Mm-hmm. Rosebuds slowly form and slowly bloom into rose blossoms until at the very end of the show, it's like completely unrecognizable because it's full of color
yeah.
and life and roses.
That is so mm-hmm. cool. I had to ask. I love behind the scenes stuff and I feel like mm-hmm. just everything just put together is what makes a show great. And that's just, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
It's I love it. I'm an ex-theater kid, so like mm-hmm. I had to be curious. So moving on from that, which is so amazing, I saw that you had cedar plague.
I did.
Yeah. How was
that? I got the cedar plague.
Yeah.
It's horrible because part of being chronically ill, my immune system
yeah.
just sucks. But
yeah.
once I get sick, it just never leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So I caught the cedar plague. And I didn't really even have it that bad.
Yeah.
I just had like a sore throat and a little bit of a cough and a headache.
Yeah.
But the sore throat has been going for like a full week now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just tell it's going to last all
yeah.
winter. Usually if I do manage to catch the cedar plague, it doesn't go away.
Yeah.
Until spring gets here. So we're going to do our darndest. We're going to, you know, emergency tea with honey and
yeah.
lemon. You know, you're a theater kid.
All the things.
Mm-hmm. Got to get that throat coat tea.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, definitely we're going to be hoping you get better
yeah,
with that.
So people watch out.
Oh, yeah.
Cedar plague is back.
Oh, yeah. It's horrendous. I got it like 3 weeks ago and it was just, oof, mm-hmm. gross. So we always end up talking about food is what I've learned. And I'm
yeah.
kind of obsessed with it.
I'm probably going to have food updates every week I'm
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you are. And so this week's food update, fish sticks that mm-hmm. you make.
Yeah.
And I love that. And then you also tried Chuck's salmon.
I did.
You did.
It was a leap of faith.
It was a leap of faith. And how was it? Like, tell me about it.
You know, I'm off the meal plan, so yeah. I never go to Chuck's. But I was hanging out with friends on Sunday. Yeah. We were really tired because we'd been doing the show the day before. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to make food. And I was like, you know what? I will go to Chuck's. I will take the hit. I will have a stomach ache. I don't want to make food. I have no energy.
Yeah.
And I went to Chuck's, and lo and behold, they have salmon there. Yeah. And, like, it looks like there's nothing on it, so it's probably gluten-free. And the sauce looks like it might be dairy-free, so I have hope. And I love salmon.
Yeah.
So I took a leap of faith, and I tried it. And it was amazing.
Really?
The salmon was a little bit overcooked and a little bit under-seasoned, but the pesto something sauce that they had on it was really good.
Yay.
Like, Chuck's outdid themselves on Sunday. It was Sunday night Chuck's.
Yeah.
And it was good salmon. Like, it was decent.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. And then I also read, you have a new friend.
I do.
And I love this new friend. And I haven't even met this new friend.
I know. She's really cool.
Go ahead and tell me about Grace.
Mm-hmm. So I met this girl named Grace because I actually saw a classified ad a few weeks ago. And this girl was like, I hurt my ankle.
Oh, no.
And I need a walking boot, but I don't want to buy a walking boot because I'm a college student and they're expensive. So does anybody have a walking boot I can borrow?
Yeah.
And perks of being chronically ill and disabled for years, I have lots of accessibility stuff.
Yeah.
I don't need my walking boot anymore because, fun fact, I had full foot reconstructive surgery.
Oh, wow.
Fun little fact about me, I have a new left foot.
Rock on.
Didn't used to have that. And it actually functions. It's crazy. So I was like, yeah, I can totally lend her that boot. We're just using it as a doorstop. So I lent it to her. And then when I was getting it back from her just last week, she and I got to talking and found out that we share a lot of the same interests.
Yeah.
Because I make a lot of my own food and I end up making a lot of Asian dishes or Asian-inspired dishes because, you know, how authentic can we be? It's the middle of Ohio and I'm a white chick. But a lot of Korean dishes, quite a few Japanese dishes, and a lot of Chinese dishes are naturally gluten-free because they use rice as a base for everything.
Yeah.
And they also don't drink a lot of milk.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of dairy consumption. Also, I love Korean food.
Oh, yeah,
oh my gosh. Slaps. I love, like, actual Chinese food. One of my good friends from high school was an exchange student from China, and so she and I would always go over and just make actual authentic Chinese recipes. I can't eat fake Chinese food anymore after that because it's so good when it's home cooked.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
But I was talking to Grace about this, and she was like, well, you know, I am Chinese. I am from China. Like, I described some of the dishes to her, and she was like, I know what that is.
Yeah.
If you know how to cook and you want to cook, I'll come over to Maddox, and we can cook together, and I'll show you how to make some of these recipes. Some of these recipes I haven't made or eaten in years, and I don't know how to make them anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited. And even better, I love Chinese dramas.
Oh, yeah.
Love watching them.
They're so good.
And she and I got to talking. We have some of the same favorite Chinese dramas. And we have some of the same favorite genres that we like to watch.
Yeah.
So we might get to, like, watch some TV together and stuff, which is so nice because there's not many people I know here that like to watch Chinese dramas just because a lot of them don't have English dubs.
Yeah.
They're subtitled.
We love a subtitle.
Or you have to, you know, understand Chinese, which I understand like a teeny tiny eensy weensy little bit. I get like xie xie and that kind of stuff. I know what thank you is.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of people here that I know that are interested in the same kinds of media and stuff that I am. Mm. So that was really cool. And yeah, it was just exciting. I love meeting people from different cultures and different places and just learning about what they love and what makes them tick, what makes them excited. Yeah, it was a really fun time.
No, it's amazing. And shout out to Grace for just being an icon all around.
I know. She was so friendly and so cool.
She sounds amazing. I want to meet Grace. Maybe I can crash y'all's food parties and just eat, you know, rock on.
I mean, I would not complain. I'm always down for a bigger dinner party.
Girl, you just send me the date and time.
Especially if you have a better rice cooker. Mine is tiny and takes forever.
Don't worry, we'll chip in and get a new rice cooker.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Literally. So moving on from icon that is Grace, the Fall Career Fair. You are literally going to that right after we stop recording. Mm-hmm. So what are you looking for? What are you excited to see? If there is anything that you're excited to see.
Yeah, I mean, this is my last time I get to go to the Fall Career Fair because I'm a big ol' senior. And so I'm excited to go back and just strengthen some connections with some of the vendors that have been there in past years.
Yeah.
Get to go back through and, you know, hopefully recognize some of the people that I've met before. Hope they recognize me.
Yeah.
And say like, hey, I'm Ellie Skibout. I met you last year.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am again. I'm about to graduate.
Yeah.
And it's just really cool. Even if I don't end up finding anybody that specifically has a job opening in this area where I'm planning to live, going to the career fair is such a good opportunity to practice your elevator pitch.
Yeah.
Practice talking to people and introducing yourself.
Yeah.
Get experience, you know, handing out your resume to people. Get experience talking to professionals in the field. Get advice from professionals in the field. So I'm definitely looking forward to all of that.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And career fairs are for everybody. So if anybody's listening, like, oh, I shouldn't go to the career fair, you should, because they're fantastic. And like you said, mm-hmm. like, they're good for literally practicing everything you need to get into a great position.
Yeah, I've been going since I was a freshman, and I have gained something new from it every year. So don't skip it just because you're a freshman.
Yeah.
It's still worth it.
Exactly, exactly. I am going to just ask you, because fall break is next week. Yay! Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what, like, plans do you have? Like, what are you looking forward to? And also, is there anything that you're missing from home that you're excited to go back to? Or, like, just what's the game plan for fall break?
Well, unfortunately, I do live far enough away from home mm-hmm. that I can't go back home for fall break. So aww. I'm just going to be staying on campus.
Yeah.
But honestly, I'm really looking forward to just having a nice, chill break.
Yeah.
It's going to be so good. I'm making my boyfriend's birthday present because his birthday is coming up soon.
Yay, happy early birthday.
So, I know, happy early birthday to Caleb. Love you. So I'm going to be working on making his birthday present over the break. I'd tell you what it is, but on the off chance that he listens, I don't want him to know.
She'll tell me after we stop recording.
Yeah, but all of you don't get to know. It's exclusive information. I'll tell you next time, because it'll probably be after his birthday then.
Truth, truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's so cool. Well, that was our update for this week. I'm so excited to be able to catch up with you, talk with you.
Yeah, it's always lovely.
It's so fun. I enjoy it so much. But yeah, we'll catch up with you in 2 weeks after fall break, and we'll see how everything went.
All righty. Sounds like
Sweet.
A plan.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Nolan Ebert, audio engineered by Olivia Price, and edited by Isaac Stewart.